Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it may be. Welcome back to episode 31 of Positivity Spartans. How's everybody doing today? It's your boy Isaiah Hubbard, back again with my co-host Eric Lane, and we are joined today by, I've been trying to practice. Say it for me, bro.
J-Rod D.
My apologies, man. I will tell you, I'm going to get it, because the way it looks, I want to say it differently.
It's all good, man.
We joined by his boy J-Rod D, an artist, man. Make some good quality stuff, you know what I mean, music, so we're going to talk a little bit. But before we get into that, fellas, how y'all doing today?
Doing great.
You know what I mean, it's a beautiful Sunday, everything good. Lane, how's EJ doing, bro?
He cool, bro. He posted up right now looking at the game. We losing.
Oh, see, look, that's it. Got him growing up a Texans fan, man. I'm sorry, EJ. But Big Rod, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, man, so we know who we're talking to.
Yeah, man, cool, man. I'm J Rod, man. I'm from PG County, and I'm a poet, man. So I'm born and raised in PG County, Maryland, up in Marlboro to be exact. Started writing around high school age, seriously, and then started public speaking with the poetry. I'm around college, made some music in college and after college, but really took it seriously around 2020. When I started like dropping singles for an album, up with an album. And then from there, I've been doing the poetry, doing music, and writing books. I'm an author of two books as well. So I'm a writer through and through, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to find different ways of expression. And that's what I've been doing for the past 10 years now. I just add the music on the back end. So now I can make it all complete.
I dig it, man. That's what's up. So you basically started with poetry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. That's dope, man, because I feel like if you're going to make music, man, you have to have an understanding of poetry, you know what I mean? Like, in different types of poetry, you know what I mean? Because, you know, haikus and all that different types, you know, different cadences, all that other stuff. I think that's a very dope base to have, man, like, going into the music industry and all that other stuff. And then you said you're an author as well?
Yes. Yeah, author, self-published.
Yeah, so through well, what's the name of your books, man?
Two books. I have one called Sophia, which is a collection of poems, and one called Solomon, which is a short story. You can find those digitally on blurb.com. I also have copies on me as well, digital and hard copy, so we can link up with that for the cash if you want to get it directly. You can also find me on Instagram and iTunes and Spotify. It's title, all that good stuff at J-Rod D. That's J-R-A-H-D-I. And I pronounce it J-Rod D, even though it does look like it should say J-Rod D. It just for stylistic purposes, because my first name initial is J and my middle name is Rod D. So I just put it all together. And rather than having a hyphen and having people try to, make it seem like it's a ghetto made up name type thing, just put it together. And you have to say it a certain way. If you know, you know. Once you know, you got it type thing. So.
Yeah, you got it. J-Rod D. I like it, man. That is clear. I like that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like a meaning behind it, so it makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bro, you forgot to tell him, man. You're a school teacher as well, bro.
Yeah, man. Teacher. That's the key ingredient right there, because I appreciate that. He actually came to my class and spoke. You know what I mean? So, educator, man. I teach high school English. Again, I want to get writing good. Out there through and through. So, education is very important to me. I find myself trying to find new ways to educate through the music and poetry without, you know, sounding like a teacher. You know what I mean? Making it more like an artist. So, just being trying to find a way to channel all that into one, you know? So, that's been the journey right now.
That's pretty dope, man, because I feel like children are more receptive to, like, sounds and music when they learn. Versus, you know, like the original, I mean, cookie cutter teaching method.
Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to my son, because that's all he's been. He always singing new songs and wanting to watch new things, music on YouTube, and you know, that's a big thing with the kids, man.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. So you said Lane. So you spoke in his class?
Yeah, man. So Jock, he's actually my frat brother, man. We went to college together.
Okay.
So, you know, we always bonded and connected in undergrad. And he always told me next time I was home, you know, just hit him up so I can come just educate the kids, you know, give them some golden nuggets. And it was real cool, man.
Yeah, it solid brother dope, right there, man. one of the guys that highly respect. Cool.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, Lane a great dude, man. I don't ever have anything bad to say about Lane other than his choice of sports teams. He's definitely a good dude. But that's what's up, though, man. I love to see it, man, because, you know, representation matters. And when you see, like you said, you got teachers in here trying to, you know, change up the way kids are learning, and then you bring in, you know, great individuals like Lane and everything. They have people to look up to and know, I mean, there's more out there than just what they may see in the streets. So I definitely respect that from both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, bro. His kids are very receptive to his teaching style, bro. It's not like nothing generic out of the books. Everything he does is straight genuine and, you know, comes from the heart. And the students feel that, man. So
yeah,
definitely commend yourself on that, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, when you're passionate about something, man, people tend to follow it. You know what I mean? When you're good at what you do, like you said, you're a writer through and through, bro. So you got it. And my pops used to tell me, it's like, if you can't teach somebody something, then you don't really know it.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? And it sounds like you got it, bro. So what really got you into the poetry and everything, though? Like, for me, I ain't gonna lie, I used to love LL Cool J. So, you know what I mean? Back in the day, I was always trying to, you know what I mean, rap his songs and all this other stuff. I used to write my mom, like, little cards and stuff with little raps on them. So that was, like, my real first introduction to music was hip-hop.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just, you know what I mean, fell into R&B and everything else because dad's an old soul. I mean, my mom listens to Spanish, so I got real diverse in that. But, like, what was your, when you knew that's what you wanted to do, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I started writing, you know, based on frustration of math class in middle school. That was the main thing, trying to get my thoughts and emotions on paper. Honestly, man, seventh grade, sitting there, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, just writing it all out and rhyming and everything. And that went to just writing about girls I liked. And then that went to just more like a personal journal style type writing. And then high school really was when I wanted to speak on more with it. And it was a talent show I did my senior year. And I worked hard to get on the talent show, and I finally made it. And I was like, oh, I made it. Now I got to perform on stage. And then that was the next step I had to get through. But just growing up in church, I knew how to be on stage, knew how to speak in front of crowd people. So it was kind of like, okay, I just got to transfer that energy, channel that energy here. And then I did it on stage, and I got a great response. By the time I got to college, I was a sophomore. I worked at a summer camp in Missouri, and they had like a staff training week before the kids came for the, you know, sports camp and stuff like that. Shout out to kids across America. So they had a staff training talent show at the end of the week, and I auditioned for that, and I only had half the poem written because I was trying to get it perfect. I had a whole poem written, half the poem memorized because I was like, man, I got to hurry and get it memorized for the show. They said, man, just come on and do what you got. And when I'm there, I got halfway through. They said, stop, you won. I said, all right, bet. And I got the rest finished, you know, said memorized and went on stage. That was the first time I seen like people go crazy off a poem that I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing this.
Yeah, man, I bet that energy was crazy, man. You know what I mean? To just see people be so receptive to your word, man, that's gotta be a surreal feeling.
Yeah, man, cause definitely feeling like I'm the type of person that like has a lot of thoughts running in my head as other people, but sometimes I feel like they be like too viable just to let go so easily. So I'd be like, man, I gotta find a way to get them out there. Cause the things I think about, like especially when it comes to education, like I try to educate myself on the regular. So you know, I'm trying to way to synthesize all of that, you know. So I have to battle with trying to synthesize all those thoughts and emotions and even now observations now, adding that to it. So it's more empirical. You know what I mean? So it's been heavy on that lately. You know what I mean? So that's how I've been approaching it.
Okay, yeah, I dig that, man. It sounds like it's all personal. You know what I mean? Like everything. Well, let me not say everything, but from what you're telling me, it sounds like a lot of the stuff that you do produce, a lot of the content you produce, is like you, things you go through, and like it's personal to you.
Yeah, my favorite kind of stories growing up has always been like epics. How it's kind of like is a story that anything can represent person.
Yeah.
I find it even more parallel in the gospel, believe it or not, in the gospels, just a person with knowledge of self and a person with a message trying to traverse. But all through the Bible, like a scripture is kind of like a script, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you look at it like, that's how I look at it. So I don't want to put down anybody else's beliefs, but that's how I view it. But it's kind of like a script, and you see if you can find yourself in that, it can be the best self-help book to get you to the pinnacle that it's trying to get you to, the deepest level within your soul you're trying to get. wash self, scrub yourself clean. So when I do write poetry, it's kind of like I want to bring that type of vibe to it, where it's kind of like you have to open yourself up to get this stuff. You have to really
put yourself in it.
Yeah, I want to try to get you there. You know what I'm saying? Let me take you there with the music. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I find myself really trying to keep that energy.
Man, that's dope, man. You put me on game there, because I never really looked at like the Bible, how you said it's like you said, open ended story. And I mean, you just have to find yourself in there. I'm not gonna lie, I've never really been big on the Bible, but I mean, when you kind of put it that way, it's like how it could be the biggest self help book. That's pretty interesting, man. That's a point of view, a perspective I've never really heard before, to be honest.
Yeah, man. Shoot, man. If it helps, you know, so give it a try. Find yourself in there, you know. Do what you gotta do. If not, you know, you can let it go. Like I said, with Epics, it's kind of like okay, Odysseus and the Odyssey.
Love it.
Right? Or Beowulf, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like things like that. Even the Alchemist. You know what I'm saying? How it's kind of like a coming of age tale as well. That's kind of like the theme of my music. In a nutshell. Okay. Coming of age or
I dig that, bro. I feel like I'm gonna have to start checking out more of your stuff, man, because I feel like I would get goosebumps listening to your content, for real.
Yeah, man, I got a new album on the way, man, but I definitely have some great stuff out right now.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us where we can find it.
You find on all streaming platforms. You can find my first few releases this year. Everything is current. That's on streaming platforms. So that's J-Rod D. That's my name, J-R-A-H-D-I. Also, my newest single for my album is on Bandcamp. So I'm transitioning to Bandcamp, where you'll find the immediate releases and everything like that. And then later on, I'll put it back on streaming. So I want to try to get some more investment and fan support on the front end with the Bandcamp, rather than waiting for streaming to cut the check, because it's not really helping out a lot. So I want to try to find a way to, you know, put the money back into myself a little bit quite faster and get in the fan base a little independent. Faster. Yeah, independent grind.
Yeah, independent. Hell yeah. Because, man, I don't know if y'all follow big on social media or anything, but Joe Budden, he's going through some stuff right now with where he drops his podcast, just because, I mean, the deal wasn't what it was, and it wasn't working out for him, so now he's trying to go independent. And honestly, bro, like, 2020 is the year for that, man. Like you said, you started taking it seriously. 2020, this is the year of the hustler. You know what I mean, you're gonna go out, you're gonna get it. You're gonna find whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you're good at, and you're gonna go out there like these people jamming outside. They're good at that. That's what they do. But but you know what I mean, it's the year of the hustler, man. Once you figure out what you're good at and you put your mind to it, this is the year to manifest the greatness, man. So you already on the right track, dog.
I appreciate that, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all doing a great thing too. And I wanted to ask y'all about how y'all felt about the Joe Budden situation, because I never really got a chance to break it down or talk to E about it as well on the side. But I wanted to ask y'all now, like, how do y'all see that? Because I know we're definitely you know, you want to have black business first above all things. You don't want to get caught up in no kind of crazy deals. What do you guys think of the pros and cons of him staying or leaving with Spotify?
Eric, I'll let you take that one for a second, because I kind of got a different perspective of it.
I think the pros is, for starters, more people will feel comfortable going independently and understanding that they don't need a brand in order for them to promote themselves. I think obviously the con, he may possibly take some hits, you know, from people on social media. I mean, it may hurt his pockets, you never know. But I think it's important that he was able to step out there and realize and understand his value. So I think it's important that you did that. I think he'd be an example and a trendsetter for, you know, future artists or podcasts in the future.
That's real.
Yeah, it is very real. I agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, he should definitely do it. But honestly, I feel like it should have been from the jump. He should have been independent. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about Joe Budden here. I mean, everybody knows Pump It Up. You know what I mean? Like, right. This is, it's not like, so it's different. So, like, we're starting off, you know what I mean? And I'm doing it with Anchor because, you know, that's the easiest way for me to do it and the easiest way to get my voice heard and everything like that. Mm-hmm. What I think, man, like, celebrities don't think they understand how powerful the platform is sometimes. Joe Budden is one who definitely does understand how powerful his platform is now. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if you heard how he was coming at my man from the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah,
but he was saying, he said, you can't be ignorant on, you know what I mean, on your platform because your voice is too powerful, which I agree wholeheartedly, you know what I mean? But he should have been independent from the jump because he's always been independent, you know what I mean? Like the whole thing with Roc Nation and Jay-Z, you know what I mean? It did, the industry did him dirty then, and now it's just rinse, cycle, repeat, my man. Insanity is doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result.
I feel that.
But I kind of understand why he went with Spotify, though, bro. Because remember, before he was with, what was it, Everyday Life with Academics and them?
Yeah, Everyday Struggle.
Everyday Struggle. Like, he was kind of on the, after that incident with the Migos, his popularity and, you know, it kind of went downhill in a sense. So him using Spotify was kind of like a security net in a sense. And a lot of people in our generation, they don't know who he, a lot of people know him from the gossip and everything, you know, what you see like on social media, but not the music. Like, only people that understand music and actually tune in and relate to his music actually know him. Because I guarantee you, like, a lot of kids these days, they probably don't realize he made music back in the day.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah. I'm about to say, I don't even know Joe Budden besides the podcast. Pump It Up.
The podcast,
As far as young people, I know him from Pump It Up and, like, back in the day. Like, all right, we know him from,
It's crazy to me, man. Because I'm a big Joe Budden fan. So, I mean, when people are like, you mean the podcast guy? I'm like,
Like, nah, he's even more than podcast.
Nah, bro. That dude was a lyricist, bro.
Facts. Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. And I think I love his music because he tells stories. You know what I mean? He tells what he goes through and everything like that. I mean, if you listen to his music, my man, he can paint a picture. He can definitely paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about, you know what I mean, poetry, music, whatever, man. Like you said, I guess now it's starting to make more sense how you said they're called epics. Stories where anybody, it makes a lot more sense now that I'm starting to think about it. It's like, okay, so a lot of these artists here, you know what I mean, that's a dope thing to do, because if you can see yourself in the story, like you said, you can relate to it even more, and then it's just a deeper feeling.
Right, exactly.
I was talking to my boy the other day, and I was like, yo, you know why we're so receptive to music? It's because, like, us naturally, I mean, we just run off frequencies and vibrations, and we're so receptive to the beats and the cadences and everything we hear. And I noticed the more and more you listen to things, the more and more they start to happen. They manifest. You know, that's my word, Lane, manifest. It manifests. Yeah. And when you listen to, I'm real receptive to energies. So it's like when you tell me that you're doing stories and you're like, you're making content to where people can see themselves in it, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I'm excited to listen to more of your stuff.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, because that's the type of content I love, man. Because, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's cool to turn up to the party rap and all that. You know what I mean? There's a time and place for that. But 9 times out of 10, man, when I'm listening to music, I'm trying to be in a better place.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of highlighted something that I think gets taken for granted a lot. A lot of people don't listen to music for lyrics. They're just more so getting caught up in the moment and listening to the beat. And I remember Jay Roddy and I had a conversation about how a lot of his music was being streamed overseas and, like, people not in our hometown in DMV. Yeah. And I don't know, man, you know, like, similar to Outkast and everything, like, it's a lot of closed-minded listeners out there. And I think that's something that needs to change in order to get the true artists out there. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, you know, like, Drake is cool, Migos is cool, Lil Baby is cool, but it's like, you know, like, I want to hear people tell stories. I want to hear, you know, people talk about their life. I want to hear actual lyrics with something with substance. And I think that's what the industry is lacking right now, a lot of things with substance. And, you know, unfortunately, people do what they got to do to make money and sell music, but a lot of people don't listen to music for substance anymore.
Right. And I think that's where independent artists sometimes struggle.
Like Big Crit. Like, that's your boy, bro.
Thanks.
Like, he should be way more popular than what he is. But
yeah, Big Crit, you know what I mean? He do his thing. Big Crit
should be more platinum.
You feel me? Like, up there with
Grammys,
Cole,
everything.
Like,
yeah, he should be up there with Cole and Kendrick right now, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, Kendrick Lamar even said himself, he was like, I think it was, if hip-hop was dead, then Killer Mike would be platinum or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, man. But, like, Girardi.
J-Roddy.
J-Rod D. Man.
It's all good. J-Rod D. J-Rod D. Think of it as two words. In my head two words, three syllables.
J-Rod D. Yeah. Got you. who like some of your influences? Like that you know, guys that you really listen to. Like I said, I'm a Joe Budden fan, J. Cole, Tupac, those guys. Who are some of your influences?
I get my top five, and this has been tested and proven through time in my life, right? I get my top five in no order. Nas, okay. Kendrick, okay. Yasiin Bey, Lupe Fiasco, and Nipsey Hussle.
Bro, you said a name in there a lot of people don't even know. Yasiin Bey, bro. Yeah. I haven't heard that name in a long time. But, man, definitely makes some great content.
My man, Mos Def.
Oh, Yasiin Bey. I heard that name in a minute. Yeah, that's man. A solid top five, man. And I love how you started out with Nas. I know you said no particular order, but...
Oh, yeah, Nas, I always say his name first, though, just because he's the first one I heard.
Yeah, Nas.
Mm-hmm. That resonated with me the most, as far as, like, wanting to rap, like, having knowledge in the rap, but still, like, it's still cool, it's still swag, it's still...
Right.
And everybody else is just, like, additions, you know what I'm saying, to the piece of the puzzle, you know what I mean? So, it's like Nas, like, the architect. And the archetype of a rapper that I try to be like.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's dope. It's funny you bring up Nas too, because I swear just the other day I was having a conversation with my homeboy who's sitting there smoking, rapping, and not rapping, talking. And he was like, he put me on to some artist. I can't remember who it was, but my man had like maybe a 12-minute song, and he like, it was basically a play. He had intermissions and everything, and I was like, yo, I was completely mind blown. But we started to get to talking, and he asked me, he was like, who do you think is the best, like, lyricist? And I was like, bro, I got to go with Nas. And he was like, Nas? And the one song I played for him was Rewind. Bro, that song blows my mind every time I hear it, man. Every time I hear it.
And it makes sense every time. It's like, okay, I get it. It's like, I mean, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. It's almost like he actually, of course, he says it backwards and everything, but it's like that's really... how it would look backwards and forward. Like, you just even visualize it forward. It's like, okay.
Right, That's like, clear. Like watching a movie and rewind.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
It's crystal clear. How you put it together. I'm definitely a big fan of his new album, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, that James.
Yeah, Lane put me onto that one. I heard that spicy, and I was, whoa, okay.
Yeah, boy, you got him in the pocket.
Yeah, that one is a good one, man. Nas, bro.
What do y'all think are some underrated rappers?
Underrated.
I still think Black Thought underrated.
Rap, Rhapsody to me.
Rhapsody.
Yeah, she's. I feel like she's highly underrated. I kind of think it's her delivery though too. I don't think a lot of people really stick around to listen to her music, just simply because of how it sounds, the way she delivers. But yo, Rhapsody goes hard.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Her album last year was pretty good.
Yeah. It's like,
what about y'all? Who do y'all think?
Who you think?
I'm gonna have to go with Crit.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he disrespectfully underrated.
The smirch,
like he gets so much disrespect, bro. It's crazy, man.
No type of acknowledgement, which is I don't get it either.
Like, this person is popular. But I think lyrically, he can probably compete with a lot of people. Ross, bro. Ross tells a good story, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ricky Rosé, bro.
Yeah.
I first...
He's probably the only person I listen to on an everyday basis on the road. Rick Ross, bro.
The first song I ever heard of Rick Ross was Hustlin'. Now, Hustlin' John, and I've been a fan ever since. Hustlin'.
But Ross is versatile, though, bro. A lot of people don't realize that.
Very. Dice Pineapples was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was him. Ross, him and
Yeah, he just had a bunch of features on there, but that was his track. Aston Martin music. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, Ross.
Bro.
Ross, luxurious shit.
That right. Ross has a crazy resume, music. Bro. He has a crazy resume, bro.
Yeah, he don't miss. He doesn't miss.
Like, I can't think of a bad album from him.
Facts. Now, see, this kind of leads me into something I wanted to ask too. Like persona and gimmicks, right? So he caught a whole flack because, you know what I mean, he raps about what he raps about, but my man was a correction officer. How do y'all feel about that? Like, when you listen to an artist and like what they talk about, And then how do you feel like when you're like, oh, like he's not even really like that, like in person? Does that make y'all not want to listen to the music?
I mean, I'm big on authenticity.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're dropping dope content, I can't hate on you, bro. Because right. You can say the same thing about 21 Savage. Like,
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You can say the same thing about 21 Savage, but I mean, I like him. And also, somebody else that gets slept on is Childish Gambino, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my runner up. I was thinking either Childish Gambino or Rhapsody. Yeah, but he's definitely underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, Redbone will get play in my car forever.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you talk about authenticity and content, man. So, like, 6ix9ine, nah.
Nah.
No, bro.
Nah, at all.
I can't support that, man.
Hell no. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? So, I don't normally go out. But before then, you know what I mean? I watched people's snaps and I heard his music in the club. I went out this weekend and I did not hear one 6ix9ine song like at all. I don't think people are like literally not playing my man's anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, he's super talented.
I respect it. Yeah, I respect it, man, because that's just goofy. That is just goofy. Right. I was gonna ask you something.
Hey, Roddy, I got a question, bro.
Okay.
What's your biggest struggle as an artist, you think, man?
I think about this often. It's really just right now in this position, I mean, right now, it's really mobilizing the art so that people can actually see it. I mean, it's you know, understanding comes in time. And that's the main thing I try to keep in mind. But the biggest struggle is just trying to get it out there, figuring out our way of getting it out there. Like, what's the way we're going to, like, we know, as far as myself and my good man, we know how to work and create and everything like that. But it's like, okay, we have a grand scheme of things. It's kind of like, okay, how do we check off the boxes one by one? You know what I mean? How do we walk this thing down? So a lot of it is just trying to get everything kind of concentrated. If that makes sense. Like, you know exactly what you're up against. You know how you want to approach it. But it's like, okay, now we just got to figure out the certain key steps we got to take. You know what I mean? That's what I think is the biggest thing right now. Because within that is reception. Within that is different opportunities. And also, so the main thing I got to do is stay consistent. So that would be a challenge right there. Just trying to get everything concentrated with the steps.
Okay. That makes sense. It's like if you had it from the jump, you know what I mean, you'd be exactly where you wanted to be.
Yeah. Like, how do I get to where I want to be? How do I want to do this? Okay, it is authentic. Like you were saying, it is authentic. And it is a way that, like, I can sleep at night, you know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to get, man, my main thing is I want to focus everything around family time. That's my career goal. My career goal is to be a full-time dad, full-time husband. I want to try to focus everything around family time. So it's like, how do I get the career going to where I can, you know what I mean, be able to do that in the long run, the back end, or even during, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, that's happiness right there, man. A lot of people get caught up in the money and think the money buys happiness. It's not the money, man. It's the money. Money affords you time. And when you have time, you can spend it with the people you love, and that's happiness right there.
Key. Yes, sir.
Facts.
Bro, you got to talk about Go Soul, man. Tell them about your brand and everything.
Yeah, my brand, Gold Soul 4L. It's all one word, all caps, Gold Soul 4L.
Okay.
And it's three pillars to it: education, art, and entertainment. Like, Gold Soul is a representative, it's a collective, actually. And I am represented as the CEO and the creator and founder and all the good stuff. But just what it is being a stand-up man all around, you know what I'm saying? It's really like Gold Soul. It's kind of like if you were to walk through the fire, how'd you come out? You know what I'm saying? So that's basically the visual. If you walk through the fire, how'd you come out? And so through life, through the challenges, as I was saying with the metaphor of an epic, you're going through these different things. Like, what is it creating you into what are you becoming throughout all this? And then what's the end result? If you use all these experiences, what are you cooking at the end of the day? We want to cook out something that's a goal. That's bar none, top rated. You know what I mean? So Go Soul is like elevating yourself to the highest standard and getting as deep as you can within knowing who you are so that you can be more productive out here in society, you know what I'm saying, as a civilized person.
Bro, I support that 100. That is much respect for that, bro, because that's it right there. That's it. That is definitely, you know what I'm saying, because the children are the future, man. So when you're doing the right thing by them, you changing the world.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. You got to lead, show them it's a different way. Show them new ways to win, as Three Stacks say.
Word. There's just so many ways to win, man, but everybody thinks we got to be athletes.
Facts.
Everybody thinks we got to be athletes, man. That's, you know, man, I'm glad I can kind of ask you this. Do you see, like, so do you have students that resonate with you that kind of want to follow your path because of the way you do things? You have to, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, and it's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you said, and that is that really like what sparked you want to do more?
It was just something I was already doing and what I wanted to do from the beginning. It's kind of like if I got three things in mind, I want to make sure I'm moving in those directions at all times. You know what I mean? So I went to school for English because I wanted to be a teacher. But I didn't want to take the education classes, so I didn't go English education. I chose to be English non-teaching so I can get the literature and understand more of the writing and stuff like that. Then I went right into the education field with that background. And nowadays, schools can accept you as long as you have that degree you want to teach in. So I started in that. And always wanted to connect with the youth and with people, you know what I'm saying? So education was kind of like inside the school and outside the school as far as in my heart and how I wanted to do it. But now, yes, like seeing it actually manifest, shout out to you for the word.
You know what I'm saying?
In real time with the students actually like resonate, the things I'm saying resonate with them and what I'm doing kind of sparks them. So that's a beautiful feeling to have that. And I want to keep that going because I don't want to let them down. You know what I mean? I don't want to stop, because if I stop, they're going to stop.
Right.
So,
That's definitely, I mean, much respect to you, bro, because you're in the perfect position. I mean, because you get to talk to them kids every day. You get to teach those kids every day, so that's even bigger when they can look at you, you know what I mean, as a respectable man standing up there who is educating, and they can see that, man. Much respect to you, bro. Because all I was gonna say is the energy we put out is the energy we receive, and that was the end of it.
definitely. Hey, one thing I like about Joe Budden is that he always talks about the art of music. Like, you know how pretty much to be a musician or a rapper, you're an artist. And he pretty much said that, you know, when something's on your mind, whether that's 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, you got to wake up and drop those thoughts down. So you wear a lot of titles, man. Like, you wear a lot of different hats. How do you balance that time, bro?
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I had an epiphany lately and always kind of keep this in mind. Like, it's jack of all trades, master of myself. Because they normally say jack of all trades, master of none. Like, I ain't trying to do that. Jack of all trades, master of myself. And that way, always excel in different avenues. So kind of like, if I look at it as like a word web, in the sense my name is in the middle, and everything outside of the web or the lines going throughout the web was things I do. As long as I'm keeping myself centered, keeping myself balanced, everything else will fall in line. And I kind of try to structure things in that way. And it's a lot of checks and balances with myself, so it's kind of like, all right, do I know it's going to interfere with that, or that's going to mess up that, then I got to keep everything in line as far as the tension within holding things together, you know what I'm saying? So how I do that is keeping that in mind. That's mentally, physically, it's just, like I said, it's keeping everything structured, making sure that I'm making decisions not based on anything frivolous, you know what I'm saying, really based on like some of the concrete. Like, I don't want to make a decision because it's going to be clout and people there if I know I got to take care of this right here for work or school. You know what I mean? It's kind of like doing what I need to do before I do what I want to do. And that has to apply to my work, too. So that's how I keep balance, man. Because I don't want, like I said, I don't want to have it on my mind, oh, I should have did it like this, I should have did it like that. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. No, I dig that, bro. I like how you said that because it reminded me of a quote from one of my favorite movies, The Great Debaters. Mm-hmm. We do what we have to do so that way we can do what we want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's like the philosophy there, and I love it because, you know, I mean, that's life. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that you want to do and there's things you have to do. You know what I mean? Once you take care of all those things that you have to do, man, everything else, like you said, is just going to fall into place. That, it's crazy because I resonate with that jack of all trades, master of none. And I hated it, bro, because my job in the military, I was a 25 uniform, a signal support system specialist. And basically what they told us is like, yeah, you could be working on radios, or you could be working on computers, or, you know what I mean, they may have you in the motor pool. Basically, I'm expendable. And they were like, yeah, you're just a jack of all trades, master of none. And I was like, well, how am I a master of none if I'm learning all this and I'm excelling at all of this? Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm the common denominator in this. So,
yeah,
I'm a master of something here. But yeah. I like that. You know what I mean, jack of all trades, master of myself. I like that. I'm going to start using that, bro. So thank you for that.
My man, you got that. That's that show.
Appreciate that, because that one was gold right there. Ooh, excuse me. Now, so you said you guys met in college?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Lane, you ever watched him perform live?
Yeah, bro. Very captivating, to say the least. I seen him rap, and also seen him do poetry at a couple events we had in the what's that building, man, right across from Wick, bro?
SSC.
Nah, not the SS. I seen you perform in the SSC. Oh, you talking about the performing arts center?
The performing arts center, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That's what's up.
It's genuine, bro. Like you got to see it in person, man. And also a couple years ago when I came home, he had performed in DC, and I came down there as well, and you know, support and show some love.
That's what's up, man. Like I got homies who do music and shit as well, and I always love going to see them live because like feel the energy and everything, and then it's even hyper because you know them on stage, so it's like. It just makes it like, I don't know, I'm low-key be fanboying, but hey, I'm a fan of music and good content, so it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
I ain't even mad at you, bro. I remember Jay Roddy and I had a discussion. This guy I grew up with, I'm not going to put his name out there, but he sent me some content and was like, listen to it. And so I was listening to it. I was thinking in my head, like, bro, you didn't grow up like this. Like, you know, who is this person?
Yeah, back to that authenticity. That authenticity.
I was just like, yo, like, this is not the same dude I grew up with. Like, this man lying about everything. I'm just like, wow. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, Hub, you know, as a listener, how do you tell one of your boys he's garbage?
Oh, man. I'm glad you asked this.
Like it could be Marcellus, like, you know, he sends us his poetry. Like our other boy that's on Josh.
Yeah, our other co-host.
He writes poetry, man. He writes poetry. He's really good. But it's like you don't want to disrespect nobody's content, but it's like, bro, like when that joint trust, like you gotta let him know, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I'm one of those people, I'll be like, yo, you know what? I really messed with this and this. I mean, I like this. However, Man, the delivery was whack. The beat wasn't really on point. Your cadence was, I mean, I give, it's an AAR. I'm not going to be like, yo, your shit is trash, dog. You should just stop making music because that's, you know what I mean? That's not what anybody wants to hear. We all trying to make it to a higher level. And granted, you know what I mean? It may be trash, but I'm one of those people and be like, yo, my man, here's, you know what I mean? You should try doing this, maybe this. Because as a listener, you know what I mean? I know all I can do is give you my opinion on what I want to hear when I listen to music. You know what I'm saying? But you as an artist, all you can do is take the feedback and you could either choose to evolve or you could keep making the same music, you know what I mean? But I have the choice to not listen if I don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't get mad at me for not listening, you know what I mean? Like,
I would appreciate that more than somebody just being a yes man. I mean, just tell me if it's not him. That's why when I finish making songs with my fiance here, when they get back from the studio, I'll be like, babe, how does it sound? She let me hear it. She'll be honest with me. Yay, nay. I'm like, I bet, you know what I mean? Yeah. So right now, like, I'm in the zone where I feel like all my shit is gonna hit, and so I don't want to leave until it hits me. And I know if it hits me, I can play it for anybody, and then I can get it. You know, I can see how they feel. But I bet. So like I said, as long as you keep it genuine, man. Because another thing is too, like it's a thin line between having genuine reassurance and then seeking validation.
Right.
Right. And I feel like I've been on both sides. Now I'm right in the middle, feeling pretty good. You know what I mean? Like.
Do you mind expanding on that just a little bit for the listeners?
Yeah, so having genuine reassurance, like having the right people come to you and tell you, hey, man, you on the right track, man, keep going, keep grinding. Man, this stuff is sounding good, man, you getting better. Like that kind of stuff is good to hear. But then seeking validation is just like reaching for it and yearning for it and wanting that and always seeing out new things. And I found myself like playing both sides and having to catch myself and check myself to make sure I wasn't leaning too far left or right, you know what I mean? Right. I don't want to be so dependent on the validation, but I don't want to also be dependent on the need for that reassurance or needing someone to tell me I'm doing good. So it's kind of like it ends up being the same thing again. So, you know, just trying to be in the middle, be more satisfied with what I'm doing and more patient with the process.
Right.
More content with the place I'm at, you know what I mean, and then the capacity I have right now to grow. And that's right. Enough. You know, just staying humble for real, man. In a real kind of way.
Yeah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And that applies to life. For anybody listening, that applies exactly. to life, not exactly. just music.
Exactly. It's all yeah. epic, man. It's all epic.
It applies to life, man, because I wanted you to expand on it because I caught myself doing that, you know what I mean, when I first started the podcast. I was looking for validation rather than, you know what I mean, just doing it for the love out of doing it like I should have been doing it from the jump. Like I'm doing it now. And it'll tear you down, man. Like if you live, I'm be real. If you live that way, it's gonna be hard to be. Happiness comes from other people that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that should never be. You should never give somebody that much power. You know what I'm saying? Never ever.
Yeah.
Seeking that validation and yearning for it. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Say what? Yeah, you say what?
Oh, I think seeking validation is something that's taught at a young age because, you know, like growing up, you never want to disappoint your parents. Like you never want to embarrass your parents. Like you always want to hear your parents say, I'm proud of you.
Right.
But your parents never teach you like, hey, make sure what you're doing is something that you truly love and that you're passionate about. So yeah, that's definitely true, man, for sure.
Yeah. I feel where you're coming from too, man. Cause that, you know what I mean? One foundation from your parents and, it's real. You know what I mean? It starts at home. Like with everything else, it starts at home. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, man, do you have something you could spit for us? Or, you know what I mean, you got a little something? It's all right if you don't. I mean, because I know I'm just bringing this up. But
nah, man, I got something. Should I do something right now? Yeah, free from the fire, like a side of Shakur. You good? Make sure you straight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. You good. Do your thing.
Free from the fire like a side of Shakur. Translucent revolution, your boy. Spotting the ploys, plots and pocket watches, spitting the boys. Then ransacking Twitter for points. To quiet the noise, I found a roundabout that gets you the choice. I said in jest, I riddled the void. Smack dab self-employed, but then again deployed the panther with poise. Donnie Hathaway, the ghettos rejoice. Top Ooh. Five living, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian. Top-notch lyrics motivate your spirit. Top-notch wizardry, Zimbala Bim. My penmanship ain't no mystery. While your batter misses, I whip batter like buttercream. And time to do dishes after I finish chicken linguine. Like JC, I flip the script. Rothschild do crime and dip. In the cut, who Donna Wits. DMV, hood and news can't find a better document. Roadrunner, showgunner, sword sharp as iron tips. Devil's treble when I rebel, yell I spit. Fire spells similar to cries from hell. Fallible but honorable. Yeah, you know me well. Listen closer, got a story to tell. Out of the jungle with keys to the cell. In the kitchen for sale.
Yo, bro, I gonna lie, I love your style simply because you use words nobody else uses. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it all flowed together.
Walking thesaurus, man.
Yeah, bro, listen, people make fun of me. People laugh at me, man, because one, I have a deep voice, but I also like to use big words. You know what I mean? I like little sentence enhancers here and there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And people laugh at me for that, but bro, I love that shit when I hear the music, man. That, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be checking out a lot more of your content.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Cause you got it, man. You like we were talking about earlier. I like to listen to people that, you know what I mean, they're gonna talk about something that's gonna make me think, thought provoking. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you got the style. Like I know your backstory now, so it makes me even want to listen to your music even more. Cause you know what I mean, I know what you're doing on the back end. You're about what you talk about, man. And like we went into that authenticity, man, that's what it's all about right there, bro. Like you keeping it real to yourself, being true to yourself while still killing the game, bro. Yo, you're going to go far. Like for real, bro, you're going to go far.
Man, inshallah, man. We're going to get this thing rocking, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Big facts. I want to thank you. I want to thank you again, man. I don't know. I can't thank you enough for coming on here, man. Because like you're the type of people that the people need to hear. You know what I'm saying? The energy is there, the positivity. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to manifest success not only for yourself, but everybody around you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely, man. I got to keep it well rounded because, man, it's one of the things that when you think about, like, I don't want to end or go out, you know, not making solid connections and helping people around me to get to their best as well, man. Like, it, you know, every little bit helps, you know what I'm saying? So if I can spark somebody to do something better, spark somebody to get a little greater in this area, man, let me do my part, because I know I ain't get to where I'm at by myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. People help me out, man. I got E, I can call at any moment, man. I can call Eric anytime, we can talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my good man. So I know, like, if anything, I gotta do the same thing for somebody else. I gotta be there for somebody else. So
that's
how I keep, man, keep the connections going.
I love it, man. I love it. I did want to ask you, I totally forgot. Do you also, like, produce? Do you make beats as well?
I'm learning how to engineer, but not production just yet. Like, I want to, I'm learning how to tweak my own voice and sound, but, like, that's the next step. Ultimately, I want to be on Big Crit type time.
Yeah, fact. I mean, I know some people, my man. If you ever need tips, you know what I mean, feel free to reach out to me. Not necessarily tips, but you mean if you need just another place to look. You know what I mean, if you need guidance from somebody who does it, I know a lot of people who do it, man. So, like I said, I have no problem networking with great people.
Yeah, it's a bet, man. Yeah, for sure. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we get going, you know what I mean, you want to say anything to the people, leave them with a message or anything?
I just want to appreciate y'all, good brothers, what y'all doing, man. It's a good thing, man. It's a good podcast.
Thank you.
Man, shout out to Eva, send me the episodes. I've been checking them out, man. Really, really, really gleaning some juice from y'all. I mean, y'all have some good content, good conversation, great dialogue, man. It's definitely a good style y'all got, man. So I want to thank y'all for that. First and foremost, also, man, for the people listening, man, appreciate y'all for spending y'all time with here. Listen to me, man. Shout out to Gold Soulful L, my man, Scope. Shout out to my fiance. We got baby girl on the way.
Congratulations, man.
To be out here, man.
Sophia.
Shout out to my baby girl. So my son Miles. Will be 3 next year. Like, I'm just excited. I turn 30 next month. So I'm definitely trying to get everything in an upward progression on and up.
Yeah. I know I said we was fitting this, but man, you just said you talk about you about to hit 30 and I'm 28. Uh-huh. So, like, there's been something on my mind heavy lately, because y'all listen to Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar's album?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end, you know, Mortal Man, he has that conversation with Tupac. And, you know what I mean? Tupac goes in and he starts talking about how, you know, the black man loses his fight after 30. You know what I mean? They steal the fight out of the black man after 30. You know what I mean? Because there's no more, he says, there's no more loudmouth 30-year-olds. You don't see no loudmouth 30-year-olds screaming for change anymore because we're tired of doing it. I think he's wrong this generation. As much as I love Pop, I think he's wrong this generation. And I say that because of people like you, because of people like me, bro, and because of people like Eric, because of people like Marcellus, because of people like Noah, because of everybody that I've ever interviewed on this podcast, because of people like us, we're still trying to make the change the right way. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Facts, man. Facts. It's only right. It's all going to happen, man. Keep on moving how we're moving.
Absolutely. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, J-Rod.
Yes.
Thank you, my man. Once again, I'm sending you positive vibes always, anytime you need them. The scent, I mean, blessings to you and your family. Blessings on many success. I'm manifesting success for myself, and I'm manifesting it for you as well, my brother.
Thank you, my good man. Appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, positivity, prosperity. Peace.
Peace,
brothers.